Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on risk assessment. A project plan, or a simple action plan, might look good on paper. However, we must ensure that we have given due consideration to the risks that might be associated with its implementation and therefore successful completion. Here is a very popular and simple five-step technique for you to follow. Step 1. Brainstorm all of the potential risks associated with your project or action plan. An effective way of doing this is to focus the brainstorm around the criteria of cost, time, and quality. For example, you could ask yourself or your team, what are all of the things that could happen that would jeopardise our ability to stay within the budget? Secondly, what are all of the things that could happen that would lead to us missing the deadline? And thirdly, what are all of the things that could happen that would jeopardise our ability to meet our given quality criteria? Knowing and focusing on the key drivers to your project or action plan is obviously very helpful here, as it already gives you a level of priority when assessing the risks and what to do about them. So what do I mean by key drivers? Well, of those three criteria of cost, time, and quality, when push comes to shove, one or two of them will show themselves to be clearly more important than the other one. For example, is it more important that your project is completed on time or that it achieves the desired level of quality? Is it more important that your project stays within budget or is completed on time? As you look at how these criteria are compared with each other, you will begin to realise that one or two of them really are the ones to be protected. Therefore, any risks that you identify that are associated with those key drivers are clearly already a priority for you. Step 2. Make a table with three columns. Give the first column the title of risks. List the risks in that column. In the second column, label it likelihood. You then take each risk at a time and consider how likely it is to occur. Given a likelihood score of 10 being very high and highly likely to occur, and 0, it would never occur in a million years. And note it on the table so that you have your risk and a score beside it. Step 3. In the third column of your table, now put the label impact. Now go back and take each risk at a time and consider the level of impact that it would have on your project or your action plan if that risk did materialise and occur. Give that impact a score out of 10 again, with 10 being very high and it would be a complete disaster, and 0 being low, it wouldn't affect you at all. And note the score in that third column on your table. Step 4. Now draw a graph. On the horizontal axis, put the line impact, with low being to the left and high being to the right. You can even number that axis 1 to 10. On the vertical axis, you draw the note likelihood, with again low being at the bottom, high being at the top, and you can number it 1 to 10 as before. You can then divide your graph into four quadrants by drawing a horizontal and vertical line at the point of 5 on each axis. Once you have drawn the plan, you now plot the risks onto the graph according to the scores that you gave them for likelihood and impact. Once you have completed the graph, step back and have a look to see where the risks have been plotted. Any risks that fall into the top right-hand box are obviously a priority to look at and perhaps consider some appropriate action to either reduce the likelihood of it happening or reduce the impact it has if it does occur. Because everything in that top right-hand box is not only highly likely to occur, but also has a high impact as well. Once you have considered the actions you might take to the items in the top right-hand box, then have a look at some of the others in the top left-hand and the bottom right-hand box. Which of those might you want to consider taking action on as well? Step 5. The risk chart can now be converted into a prioritised action table. The table should be reviewed regularly to ensure that it is up to date and reflects the current situation. Because remember that risks can not only change in their priority over time, but some of them may even disappear, increase in their priority, or indeed new risks can emerge. So going back to your risk table and back to your action plan on a regular basis is a very important thing because these are live, dynamic activities. Finally, remember that the action that you decide to take to mitigate against a risk may actually have some time or resources associated with it, so it needs to form part of your overall project or action plan. And here ends the podcast on risk assessment.